Welcome back. Today's meditation is also inspired by Sharon Salzberg, a world-renowned meditation teacher. Today, we will experience the sensations of our bodies. And this particular meditation may be especially helpful in getting us to be more relaxed. And it's really all about not clinging or pushing away sensations. So not clinging or adding tension or fear or numbing out or getting bored. It's going to open the door to see how our bodies are always changing, as solid as they may seem on the surface. To begin, sit comfortably or lie down. You can close your eyes or not. Bring your attention to your hands. Notice that the direct experience we have is not one of fingers or joints. It's different sensations. Pulsing, throbbing, warmth, coolness. You don't have to name these things, but feel them. The world of touch sensations is one of the best places for us to be able to see the difference between what is actually arising and what we're making of it. If we have a painful sensation, for example, are we with it just in the present moment, or are we projecting it into the future? What is it going to feel like tomorrow? What's it going to feel like next month? Are we with it just in the present moment, or are we adding an interpretation, a judgment, a self-image? I'm bad, I'm weak, I'm wrong, I'm defeated because of this pain. It's the whole rest of our body tightening up as though to reject it, thereby adding stress and tension to the pain. With pleasant sensation as well, can we be with it and enjoy it just in this moment? Or are we anxious about the possibility that it might leave, that we may lose it? Are we comparing it to our idea of what actually should be happening right now, our expectation? And if it's a neutral sensation, are we kind of oblivious to it or disconnected from it, half asleep, because it's not strikingly pleasant or unpleasant? And if we notice any of these reactions or judgments or projections into the future, comparing, interpreting, can we gently let them go and return our attention to the actual sensation in this moment? So coming back to the hands. You might notice that moving into this world of direct sensation brings us to see the constant change. Perhaps we could have called these hands today, and we will tomorrow, but in the realm of pressure, vibration, warmth, or coolness, everything is constantly arising and passing away, shifting and turning. Again, you don't need to name the sensations, just simply feel them. Now bring your attention to the soles of your feet. Go through the same exercise. Can you feel the direct sensations that you're actually experiencing? And then watch them change. You don't need to name them. The distinct elements of sensations, you don't name them, you don't have to, but you can feel them. If you observe your mind attaching, holding on, pushing away or projecting into the future some kind of judgment, you can release it and just return your attention to the direct experience in the moment. Bring your attention now to the most predominant sensation that you feel in your body, whether it's a pleasant or painful sensation. If it covers a large area, see if you can notice the distinct sensations. If it's painful, maybe it's actually moments of twisting or burning. Or maybe pressure, maybe moments of stabbing. And none of these may feel good, but if we're watching burning or twisting or pressure or stabbing rather than just unchanging pain, we're watching change. We're watching pain become something that's alive. Something that's changeable. So placing your awareness on the most predominant sensation, on the distinct sensations. And we can do the same thing with a pleasant sensation or a neutral one. If our attention is relaxed and open, we can see the component parts moving and shifting, coming, going. So now if there's another sensation in your body that's drawing your awareness, go there. Observe it in the same way. Feel it. Feel it distinctly in this moment and see it for what it actually is. Perhaps as you observe it, it grows stronger. Or maybe it grows weaker, or maybe it seems to stay just the same. Or maybe it breaks into little pieces, into component parts, but with this keenness of attention, you can observe it in process. This practice gives us an ability to find freedom in whatever is arising and passing away. we can connect to it. We can be aware of it, and we can learn from it. Because we're not fighting it or getting lost in it. And then go to the next sensation that draws your attention. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Awareness of sensation is one of the easiest and most concrete ways to bring mindfulness into our daily lives. The more that we can practice opening up, being aware, and being able to distinguish pleasant from unpleasant and neutral, the more we can bring mindfulness into every moment.